Okay.
That rep is tired, but we appreciate it.
No, I appreciate it as well. What am I going to do? Go to sleep? No, this has been gewaldig for me. I have to prepare. I have to learn. I have to see it all. It's good. Ah, there's Jonathan. Show me Jonathan. Okay, good.
Oh, sorry, I'm late, Jeff.
Huh?
Sorry, I'm late.
I didn't know you were late. We just started. I just switched on the recording, like as you were busy signing in. So I'm also a little bit late. So we're in Perek Dalet. We saw the two possible things that could happen to a person if he doesn't make the shtadlus that he's required to do. The shittas achavis levavis is you have a chiyuv to make shtadlus. We saw it could even be deraisa, the chiyuv. Besides the klal of zeh sapechet peich alechem, there's a chiyuv from the sheim el oivet, the achavis levavis, we saw the chiddush there. So the two things we said, if you don't make the ishtalis you're supposed to make, either Kodesh Baruch Hu will let you to your own devices, a person risks his life, he doesn't make proper noise, he doesn't eat properly, then he will die, he'll get sick, and he'll have to pay the price for that. Or a Kodesh Baruch Hu will be matzilim, he'll give him what he's supposed to get, but he'll have to pay for that out of his schiyot. Ketanti mikola chesodim. The uncles we saw this in Schioso, we called Chastin, we called Tovan. All the chesed and goodness you did for me, I have lost my, I've become small in my schiot. I've lost, come out of my schiot. So that's the first thing. Then we just started. Let me we'll go through this again. So I just saw the Mashkiach brings a Moedik of Pshatya. He says, Shinun Hay. He says, he brings this as a marshal. There's a Moedika marshal this. I'm on Shin Nun Hay in the classic Leif Toy version of the Chovas HaLevavos.
Shin Nun Hay.
I don't know which version you've got.
Not Shin Ayin?
Shin Ayin? No, we're nowhere near
maybe.
There.
Oh, sorry. I had a different thing. Okay, fine, yeah. Shin Nun Dalet, Shin Nun Hay. Fine, yeah.
Shin Ayin is way down. No. A little bit of work till we get there. So he says right at the top, "Kamo shelo nochen mitzdira l'shiras ha'adama l'lo ibud v'l'lo zriya al smok bitchoin al Hashem." The person, he just uses a very good example. You'll see one now. We'll see if you see how it shows. It's the Valdik. A person's got a field. And then he says, yeah, I'm not going to go plant and harvest and plow and plant and irrigate and then harvest or whatever. I'll have betochen in Hashem. I'll say shtadlus. I mean, betoch by Hashem. V'leime im boire goza she'adama tatzmir, as he tatzmir, gam im lo ozroto. If Hashem was goza that the field will grow, it will sprout, and it'll sprout even if I don't work it. Kagam ba'alei meloche v'asechorim v'aschirim metzuvim l'chazeh achrei panosom. So too, the ba'alei meloche, the artisans, the plumbers, whatever, and the merchants, and the people that hire themselves out to do work for other people, whatever the different work you do, have a chiyuv metzuvim to go off there and make ishtadlus for panosom. Kol echad l'yedei miktzoei, each one according to his profession. The Yachadim Ze, together with us, Aleim Liftoich Belokim, Shapanosin Asuna Beyode Ubrushuse. That the Panosin will come to them. Vishuhu Orev La Odom Shetielo Panosa. Hashem's like an Orev, he's a guarantor that a person will have Panosa. Ushe Beyode Lahamtsioi Soy La Odom Derech Ezagurim Shiyotze. Hashem can give it to you whichever way he wants. No question to you what your ishtalis. You make this ishtalis and come from it, but come from somewhere else. V'al yachshavu sh'agoyrem atzmoy yoich lohoyel ulahazik le'mu'uba. And you mustn't think that the goyrem, this ishtalis, this cause that you're doing, itself can help you or hurt you in any way. It's all from the gzair of Hashem.
Then isn't it a bit of a steer to earlier he said that Hashem will bring a dafka through the ishtadlus that you do, and here he's saying that correct. Hashem will bring it from any other place that he wants.
Yeah. We had that lotion there, and we said that we have to deal with it. Okay, in a chinami. Let's see. 1 second. He's gonna take it apart. We have to deal with that lotion over there. You're right. That's always gonna be a problem. that it seems to be that that's the mead. Means there's a gezeira that you have to get it. Then you make your ishtadlus, and he brings it via that mead. That's what he said there. Okay, good. Just hold on a little bit. We have to grapple with it. It's an ongoing problem. The law, it's not going to go away quickly. Yeah, he doesn't seem to be saying that. Yeah, he seems to be saying you need to make the ishtadlus, but Hashem will bring it wherever he wants. Okay, let's see. He's going to take that even further, very much further. You'll see. But I just saw, yeah, it rings very nicely. Mr. Siao says like this. He says, V'reinim v'alze raya niflo, mi'avoides ha'adamot. That, I just want to see what he was referring to here. Just one second. So in the original version of the Chazal Vavas, not in the translation of the Leif Toiv, it says, Kasibois ein mo ilois oise bezek klum. The sibot, what we're calling ishtadlus, is the means that you make, don't help with this at all. Ele begzeiris aboyis barach. Except with the gzeir of the boyre. It seems to be a tziruf of the two things. You need the ishtadlus, but the ishtadlus doesn't do anything on its own. Ishtadlus will only do what it does with the gzeir of the boyre. That's what he seems to say. So he says he brings a Mori de Karaya here. Maybe through the moshel that he brings from the working the land, we may be able to extract something here. Rabbeinim Yevel Zeh, Raya Niflo, Miavoides Adama. Be'em Ezraim, Shatoria via Harbe Pamim, Inyan Zeh, Shalavoides Adama. The Torah brings many times this idea of working the land. True, Dovash Adam Ashkebo Koiches Rabim. Person has to invest an enormous amount of energy into it. The truth is, his farming does nothing. Without the rotzen of Hashem. There it is again. The same idea. Chayin metzinu b'chazal, the Gemara in Shabbos there, she said zroim nikra imuna. Alpi apostle v'ya imunas itocha chochma. The six Sidrei Mishnah each have a different name. Zroim is called Imuna. Why? Vayin sham betoises shepirshu b'shem Yerushalmi shehamin b'chayo ilomim v'zoreya. He trusts in Hashem and he plants. Who would take wheat, you know, that you could eat and throw into the ground on the hope that it would sprout and grow and develop more wheat? You know? You'd have a bit of imunah to do that, yeah? Ube'emes, gama goyim mivinim she'al dvorim elu iv shaloyim koichiv yeitzim yodi. Even the goyim understand when it comes to farming, you can't say koichiv yeitzim yodi. Shere ha'kol ro'im bebiru she'af la'acha kola ishtadlusom she'mashkim, after all the hard work that they invest in preparing the land, planting, harvesting, waiting, irrigating, fumigating, it's a lot of stuff in farming, yeah? You have to smoich on Hashem. You can't, first of all, you can't make a seed sprout. That happened miraculously, yeah? You also can't guarantee that if you plant a wheat seed, it'll grow wheat. Maybe it'll grow bananas. I don't know. That also we don't understand why that is. I promise you, inside that seed, it could grow a banana as well. It has to be that way. Not going to go into that now, but we've seen that many times. Everything contains everything in the world. You know, your nose is a nose because we don't know why your nose is a nose. You know, there's all the cells to be an ear or a toe or a belly button. But it was a nose. Why it does that? We don't know. That's also part of the miracle. But even without getting esoteric about it, we just know that, like he's going to say now, you can plant into everything. There can be a drought. V'shuga shomim roim latzmiach chazroim. Lo yoyse midai v'lo pochat midai. Too much rain is also not good. You need just the right amount of rain. Too little, too much, no good. Inyan zehu moshel nifle redache imuna. It's a good moshel to take with you, bank this one, to take with you in the ways of imuna. Shemimeni yesh lavin shechein hu lo yote midai v'lo pochot midai. Sorry, I missed that a line. It's like that in everything. This marshal of working the land is like that in everything. Yeah, you see it clearly. other areas it may not be so clear, where you could get caught up in your koyfiyot and yodi, but in farming you can't. Even if there'll be enough rain, there could be locusts. You know what's going on in the world today with locust plagues all over the world? It's devastating. And there can be a flood, and there can be hail, and there can be a sudden frost, and there can be a whatever. There are a lot of things that can go wrong. So therefore, he says, that's a wonderful marshal that the Chaim Soloveitchik has brought in understanding how, yes, you have to make ishtadus, but at the end of the day, you're only going to get the payrus if a kol baruch hu is goyzer like that. There are many, many things that can happen. So that's one idea that's very important to take with in terms of understanding how the ishtadus works. And we have to see. We'll take that issue with us now. He's gonna go into this now. Maybe we'll have a bit more kalim to try and come back and deal with that. Exactly how do we understand the interrelationship between the ishtadlis as a means to an end or no? The ishtadlis has nothing to do with the end at all. The end is the gzaira. He seems to have them working together. We have to see. He's gonna tease them apart a little bit. We have to see exactly what the gedorim are. Don't know. Again, if a person will achieve his panosa via the ishtadlis that he's making, the means that he's involved in, he shouldn't have any betochen on the thing itself. But he's smoyach bo, will be happy with it. Will try and do more. Wow, I'm being more matzliach here, let me do more. And to focus his attention and to put more thought into this and to think that this ishtadlis is what's making me bapanosa. Because that way, besides the fact that it's sheker, but he's got a bigger problem, and that is your betochen in Hashem will become weakened because you're starting to trust the ishtadlis. To the extent that you're trusting, we saw that right in the beginning, to the extent that you're trusting something, you lose your trust in Hashem. Hashem is meisiv haskashkechosa mimenu. Hashem takes away his hashkocha in the area where you don't have trust in Hashem. So if you start seeing that your kunsim and your business and your acumen and your cleverness is what's, you know, you start believing in that, so to the extent that you believe in that, you're not believing in Hashem. So your betochen becomes weakened. V'lo nachon mitzidoi, again, you see the problem. He shouldn't think that this hishtadlis, this means, is helping him more than what HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided. I mean, it's helping you. It is helping you, but not more than Hashem said. You see it again. It's working together with the gzeira. With the gzeira, you're going to get. There's a gezeira, you're going to get 50. Yeah? Don't think that it's giving you more than what Hashem decided. If you got 50, that's what Hashem decided. You can't get more. And this thing can't give you more. You can work at this 50 hours a day. You can push, you can shove, whatever. What Hashem is going to, that's what you got. You're not going to get any more or less. He hasn't said or less yet. We have to understand. Whatever you make less ishtadlis, maybe you'll get less. It shouldn't be that way, but he hasn't said that yet. We have to see.
On that exact point, Rav, it doesn't mean that you must not make more ishtadlis. Just because the ishtadlis you're making is working now, doesn't mean that the circumstance doesn't warrant for further ishtadlis. And not that you believe in your ishtadlis, but it's the same cheshbon that you had before. How much ishtadlis do I need to do to be yoytzeh my thing? And whatever I'm going to get, I'm going to get. But you've got to understand what your ishtadlis is. Just because you increase your ishtadlis doesn't mean you start thinking, oh, I'm doing it because this thing is working for me. Sometimes you need to increase your ishtadlis. Just like sometimes you need to lessen your ishtadlis. Do you hear what I'm saying? He says not like that.
In Rav Dessler, you're 100% right. I won't be choilet with you. If we have understood Rav Dessler correctly, you're 100% right. The ishtadlis you make is going to continually changing depending on many, many different factors. He doesn't say that. He says, ulishtadl lahachzik bo yoysa. Larakez bo yis makshavayisov. Kilo haim tzizem afanishaloy. You see, according to the Chovos HaLevavos, you have to decide what's called the Verily status for you and how much you have to make, and then go do that. If it doesn't work, you don't stop. If it works, you don't do more. You just carry on making these status you need to make, and Hashem will give you how much he wants to give you.
I don't know if you can, if it's fair to say that. I hear that's what the Chovos HaLevavos said, that you've got to understand what you need to make. But what you need to make doesn't mean it's a fixed measure that doesn't ever change. It does change. You can't say that. I mean, to me,
what would make a change?
Well, for example, let's say you're running a certain business where you sell things, and it seems to be that the hishtadlus is that you were doing it from 12 to 3, and now the hishtadlus, according to what's going on, seems to be better to do it between 12 and 5 because there's an uptake. There you go. So you're doing it based on what's considered hishtadlus.
Yes, doesn't must come with you. Chovos HaLevavos won't agree with you. He says not like, when you see that you're being matzliach in the hishtadlus that you're making, you mustn't make more. That's what he says.
But it's not necessarily that you've seen your matzliach in the hishtadlus making. You've seen that the hishtadlus is changing. It's not that you now must continue. You now need to put in more hishtadlus. That's what's going on. If you need to plant for longer hours, because if you don't plant that, you're not getting what the other people are, and you can't be competitive, then that's the hishtadlus. It might not work or might work. I don't know. To me, it doesn't seem like a contradiction.
I don't see the Chovos HaLevavos saying what you're saying. I'm not going to argue with you because, once again, this is a complex sugya with many, many facets and whatever, and we haven't seen the whole story. We'll see. He's going to discuss it. Let him say what he's saying. I hear what you say. It could be within a particular, for example, let's say the farming profession. There will be months where you'll have to make more ishtadlus, and then months where you make less ishtadlus. It could be like that in business as well. Like if you have a retail business, you're going to work much harder in December than you're going to work in February. You know, when there's stock taking, you have to work longer hours. It could be because that's part of what the status is. But it has nothing to do ultimately with, because you're making a lot of money, yeah, so you think you'll work harder.
Okay, so that's the difference. I'm just differentiating. He's saying specific.
Technical, but yeah, I'm just, because that's what he says. You mustn't be machzik bo yoisa. You mustn't make more status. The status you're making is the status. You've given Hashem an opportunity to give you the panos he wants to give you. Now he'll give you whatever he wants to give you. It's got nothing to do with the status. Making more status or less status is not going to change it.
But yeah, I'm tying in more status without that point. You're right.
You're looking at this together just in the world of status. In the world of status, for sure, the status. Yeah. And if you factor of Desli into this and you factor the other shittas in here, the Mercedes Yisharif. Okay, like I said,
it sounds like you're working out whichever shita, but you're working out, in terms of the ishtadlus, you're working out what is called valid ishtadlus. Now, once you've worked that out in whatever industry you're in or whatever you're doing, now you have it, now you know the norm, whatever that norm is for you, whatever, however, all the cheshbonos that you have to make, now you've figured it out. Now, once you've figured it out, that's what you do. According to the Chovos HaLevavos, whether you make more money, you make less money, no, you figure out what's called the valid ishtadlus over here. That's what's worked out, and that's what you do. You don't change. Keep it the same. Yeah.
Correct. But what Jonathan's talking about, within that world of ishtadlus, the ishtadlus may sometimes demand changes. That's something else.
So that's in that same cheshbon of what's called
valid ishtadlus.
The normal valid ishtadlus. If it changes, it's not valid anymore. You have to revalidate. So you have to revalidate. But it has nothing to do with the panasa.
He's not revaluating because he's not making enough or he's making too much. He's revaluating because the ground changed. The field changed. Right. If a guy, for example, before Corona was making panasa from renting out, the guy was renting out business offices before the Corona. Now he might have to become a salesman for Zoom. You know, I don't know. Things have changed. So his status will change, obviously. But he's not adding in to work more status because he wants to make more money. Because you can't make more money. Because what was Geyser was Geyser. So Shlomo put that very nicely. I think that sums it up nicely for now. Okay. So, Ezra. And you also shouldn't think that this panasa is helping you more than what Hashem decided. Whatever this panasa gave you, that's what Hashem decided in the first place. And you also shouldn't be happy in that which you are you cleaving, that you are connected to this particular means. And mishtadel to attain it. Rather, you should have thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave you panosa after you toiled for it, after you did what you needed to do. And that your ishtadlis wasn't for nothing. Because then you made ishtadlis, and then Hashem gave you panosa. Hashem could have made you make ishtadlis, not give you panosa. So when you get the panosa from the ishtadlis, you must thank Hashem. You mustn't be happy with the ishtadlis you make, but you should thank Hashem that he didn't make you make ishtadlis for nothing. Now, they're more musubak. More musubak. Moshe Kosev, Yegia Kapecha, Losecha, Lashecha, V'Tevloch, where the Yegia Kapecha, the labor of your hands, you will eat and you'll be a Shrecha V'Tevloch. Okay.
Sounds very like a
stira
to what he just
said. Big kashas, yeah, everybody shahs about this. This is massive. This is what he says, yeah, he's.
Yeah.
More kashay to understand what he's saying.
It just sounds like the opposite of what he just said before. If you have to do ishtadlus, it doesn't matter, you made money, you didn't make money, you keep going if you didn't make money, if you make money, it's got nothing to do with it. So now it's doing like, if you do get it now, thank Hashem that it wasn't for nothing. But it was, it's still, even if you didn't get something, it's still not for nothing because it's a chiyuv ishtadlus. You're doing a mitzvah, you're getting olam haba for it.
So Rav Matisyahu says here on this, I'll just read you what he says. Maybe together we'll try and get a bit of clarity here. Ahaydo hi al shnei dvarim. The ahaydo that the Chayvus Lavavos is talking about there, that you have to have ahaydo, is on two things. Echet sheyagia lo tarfoy b'ma shekva nigza min ha-shamayim. You thank Hashem for getting what Hashem was going to give you, right? He was going to give you panosa. You got panosa. So you're thanking him for giving you what he was going to give you. But Shainis, the second, is the second thank you is thank you that my status wasn't for nothing. Rabbeinu Mefarish, Sheha Yegir Vaha Achila, I'm Shnei Dvorim. What the Chovas Levavos, what he says, the Chovas Levavos is telling us here, is that the effort and the eating are two completely separate things that have no relationship, one thing to do with the other. You have to toil and work however much you have to, whatever that is. Well, derech priyas mas ukenis kaliyel. Either as a paying as a tax or because of the derisa of Shem Avoy, but whatever the chiyuv of ishtadlis is, that's what you have to do. Ve'im al yaday zeh makabel mechiyosoy ve'oichel chayv letet toido gam al zeh. Then if you get through this what you want to achieve, the panosa, then you have to say thank you for that as well. So what I hear him saying is like this, is there are plenty of people who make ishtadlis and they don't get their panosa. See, plenty of people work very hard and at the end of that, very poor. And there are other people who work very hard and at the end of that, they do get what they're supposed to get. First has to know there's nothing to do with the working doing. There's a gzeira on Rosh Hashanah, this is how much you're going to get. And you have to thank Hashem for what you get. But you also have to thank Hashem that you toiled and you saw results in your toil. You got something for it. You didn't work and work and work. At the end of the day, the gezeirah was you're not getting anything. So that's how he seems to explain it. But at the end of the day, you need to know that they're not connected at all. They're not shaykh one to the other. So that's back to that stira we can't. Okay? We just live with it. It's an ongoing stira. That means there's a korus atoiv here. He's going to discuss a korus atoiv now. That's a big sugya he's going to deal with. There's a korus atoiv for thank you that I have food to eat. Now, Hashem could have brought the food from somewhere else. The food could have come from nothing connected to your ishtadlis. You could have gone to work and made a lot of money and made a lot of ishtadlis or whatever. And the end of the month, your company went bankrupt and you never got paid. You got paid 2 cents in the dollar, you know. Then you didn't get paid. You worked for Lehman's Bank in 2008 and you lost everything. You worked and worked and worked and worked and saved and had shares and blah, blah, blah. And then the day you were worth nothing. Worth nothing. It can happen, yeah? And then you, whatever, some uncle you never knew about, whatever, in New Zealand died and left you $1 million in his will. So you toiled and toiled and toiled. And in the end, the money had nothing to do with the toiling. So that if you have to thank Hashem that he gave you the money. But at the end of the day, you toiled for nothing. It feels like you toiled for nothing. But if you work in a certain area and you get your panosa from there, like you go to work every day, and the end of the month you get your check, you should thank Hashem that you didn't seem to be working for nothing, that the check came through there. Okay, so that's, I have to sleep on that for many years. It's been bothering me for a lot. There's no posh. None of this is posh. I warned you when we started this. I'm not coming to answer all the questions. How many books have been written on this already? I just found another pirush which I want to start getting my teeth into. He answers a lot of the kashas that we've got here. So Mr. Shem, as we go through, we'll develop the kashas, we'll bother them, we'll work with them, we'll come back, we'll take them apart a little bit. But this is where the work is, I warned you. This is where the real meat and potatoes of the Chovas HaLevavos. This is it, yeah. Now he's going to say something even more startling. Now he's going to say something even worse. We'll come back, we'll play with this a little bit more, but I just want to get all the pieces into place here before he... Now he says something mamish, astounding. Not as astounding as what he's going to say later. Ve'echad ha-chassidim omar. Ani mitpaleh al mi she'noisen l'chaveret ma she'boyre gozer olav letet lo. I'm astounded by these people that he gives a person what a Kosh Baruch Hu's gozer that he was supposed to give him. Ve'achar kach u'maski l'chaveret es ha-toiva. Ve'achar kach u'maskir l'chaveret es ha-toiva she'osu lo b'zeh. You go to work, and your boss at the end of the month pays your salary. And in the middle of the month, he reminds you, listen, I'm paying your salary, brother. Why aren't you working? Yeah, just one example. There are many examples you can think of, yeah? What do you mean? You didn't give me anything. Hashem, you just gave me what Hashem was going to say that I was going to get. What are you reminding me that I owe you? Thank you. Well, you didn't even say thank you. You know what I'm doing for you and how much I'm giving you? And you, no. He says, I'm astounded at these people, he says. And they even want you to be nice and say thank you. They want you to say thank you to them. Listen to this. This is so the opposite of everything the Chovas HaLevavos has taught us through the whole Sefer. This chosid, he's even more astounded. He's even more blown away. You receive your panosa from someone who has to give it to you, because if you got it from him, that's what Hashem told him to do. He humbles himself to him, and he talks to him very pleasantly, and he praises him. Like he's giving you from his. He doesn't humble himself in front of Hashem. And he doesn't praise Hashem and thank Hashem that Hashem gave me panosa through this guy. Your panosa comes from your boss. You get a job, you're hired, you're working in a company. At the end of the month, the boss gives you the money. And you mamash, this guy's the guy that's panosa you. You praise him and you You speak nicely because he's the source of your panasa. No, he's not the source of your panasa. He's not giving you his money. He's not giving you from his pocket. He's not giving you anything. He's giving what a Kodesh Baruch Hu's goes that he has to give you. He doesn't have a choice. The Lord choice shelo. So why are you being nasty? Why are you being nasty? I don't want to go as far as to say, why do you have a Kodesh Baruch Hu to him? Because you'll tell me that's ridiculous. He himself is going to say that you should never Kodesh Baruch Hu. We'll deal with it. It's a big, big tumult here in the Chovas Lavavos. He's going to tell you that you shouldn't have a Kodesh Baruch Hu to this guy Bichlal. But all of the Chovas Lavavos is based on one thing, a Kodesh Baruch Hu everywhere. We'll see. It needs a big hezber there. We'll deal with it. But that's what he's saying. You go off to work and you got a boss and he pays your salary. He's not paying you from his money. He's paying you what Hashem was going to that you have to get anyway. We'll all say, Klum. You're making ishtadlus. You have to make ishtadlus. The status, you went, you got a job. Now you're working. He happens to be the boss. Hashem made him the boss. And Hashem was going to that he's going to give you money at the end of every month. So first of all, he has no demands on you. I mean, in Shulchan Aruch, in Chosh and Mishpat, he has demands on you because once you're working for somebody, now into the halachas of workers and whatever, and they're there for sure, there's a halachas. I'm not saying not. There's a halachic demands on you for sure. Yeah, but he has no demands on you because I'm giving you money, therefore you owe me. No, I don't owe you nothing because you're not giving me anything of yours. You're giving what Hashem was going to get anyway. So I thank Hashem, not you. You law, ata law baldovashili. That's a whole new relationship with your panasa. If you're a farmer, it's a bit different because, as we said, in the marshal of farming, it's poshut that the food's coming from Hashem. There's nobody else there. You plant, you do what you have to do, and then the food grows or it doesn't grow. You can't blame the next door neighbor. It's kulimi Hashem, yeah? That's what the insurance companies called an act of God. You know, that's what they call. They don't believe in God. They call it nature and evolution. But when they have to pay, then there's a little clause there in the insurance policy that says they don't have to pay if it's an act of God. I always wanted as a lawyer to fight that in court, you know, with these apikolsim where they don't believe in God. So if you don't believe in God, there can't be an act of God. So this couldn't have been an act of God because you don't believe in God. So then you have to pay, you know. But I don't know if it would have gone down in the secular courts, that argument. When I was a lawyer, I always wanted to argue that one with them. But anyway, I never got the lawyerlies dam nutla then. It's unlikely I'm going to get one. So that's the vote. So that's a whole new relationship you have with your body, with your boss. So there's one more paragraph here, and then we'll stop, and then we'll pick this up next week. You'll see that it ties a lot of the stuff together. You just have to have patience here. Go through, and then we'd have to go through it again from the beginning and work through it again once you've seen all the pieces. Just the last article there says, what'll be now? He spoke about if you do get the panosa from your ishtaras. What happens if you don't? He should think that the panosa that was due to him today, he got yesterday. Because he wasn't paying attention, he didn't realize that. Or the money will come from other ways. Doesn't dafka have to come from the hashtadlus you're making? Come from another place. You come another time. Yesterday, maybe you didn't notice, but you made a little bit more than you normally make. So you went and you had a party, you know, you went and you refurbished your kitchen. No, and then today you don't have money for food. Because the money that came yesterday was meant to buy food today. You don't always get it the way you expect it to get it. My grandfather used to tell us, if you make more money and you spend it, then you don't become rich. You only become rich if you make more money and you don't spend it. If you make more money and then you refurbish your kitchen, you're just as poor as you were the day before. Now you've got a fancy kitchen. After 3 days, the kitchen doesn't look so fancy anymore. It's only exciting for the first few days or weeks, whatever, and then it loses its glint. You buy a new car. How exciting is the new car? Until you forget the first rattle coming from the door there and it starts much bending you and you start thinking about the next one. No, that's what it is. It was used to say, the only way you become rich is if you make more money, you don't spend it. So this guy made extra money yesterday and he spent it. So today he doesn't have panasa. Today he doesn't have panasa. So he thinks the ishtadlus is not working. No, the ishtadlus gave you the money yesterday. You didn't think that you should keep some for today. Okay, those are plalim. You have to know how to apply those and how that works in our lives, whatever, the musubacha. But that's what he's saying. Don't think that because you never got panosa from the ishtadlis, that there's a problem with the ishtadlis. But the ishtadlis is not what's making the panosa. It come from somewhere else. You know that yourself. We're all old enough to know that very often you think the panosa is coming from here, and you see it didn't come from here. It came from somewhere else. You weren't expecting it to come from. You get a check in the post from the tax man one day. You get a this, or you get a. I mean, how many times do you have to see that in your life before it sinks in? I mean, I've seen it. How many times have I seen it? And it just still doesn't go in. You still, you know, but that's the vault. The vault is when you get it, don't be mitpael and don't get excited and don't get all the tumish because it was goyza that you're going to get it anyway. And if you don't get it, don't get upset either because it was goyza that you weren't going to get it or you got it yesterday or it'll come from somewhere else. Eventually it'll come. So that's the next piece in the puzzle. We'll see. There's much more unbelievable stuff coming here. You'll see the law, the follow pashut. And we'll see the sugya of Akaras HaTomei Tzashem we'll touch on next week as well. That's a big, wow, that's like so not Chovas HaLavavos. Anybody who's learned a bit of Chovas HaLavavos, the whole of Chovas HaLavavos is based on the shibud you have to Akaras Baruch Hu because of Akaras HaTomei. Akaras HaTomei is the whole sugya. The whole tikkun for the fact that we have a tzelem elokim and our teva is to give, and Hashem put us in a world where you have to take so much. The only way to maintain that balance is through a korus atoiv. And he's telling you, no, you can't have a korus atoiv. So we'll have to see what that's all about.
He didn't say don't have a korus atoiv.
No, he will. Next week you'll see. He's going to tell you. You're also a gabrek to have a korus atoiv.
To the person.
Yeah, you'll see.
You still have a korus atoiv to Hashem, no?
Okay, Hashem. Sure. It came from Hashem. This guy that gave you money, whatever, you can't have a korus atoiv tim bichlal, which is a pella. I mean, that can't be what he means. Oh, it's not shaykh. We'll see. We'll deal. No, I'm just giving you a bit of a taste of what's coming. We'll see. That's a hard one. The mashgiach has a whole sugi on that as well. We'll look at that Metz Hashem next week as well. Okay, I have a Freilich of Purim, who those I don't see, but most of you I still see before Purim. Jonathan, I won't see before Purim. I have a Freilich of Purim. Friday, there's no Vaad. Friday morning, there's no Vaad, no Shabbos Malchosa Vaad, because it's Purim, and then we'll carry on next week, Mr. Shem, and then we'll see. Then we've got Bein Zmanim. There must be Bein Zmanim, when you have something between the Zman that wasn't and the Zman that we don't know if it's going to be. So I don't know.
We've been in Bein Zmanim for almost a year now.
No. We have to have a break. Whatever. Got to get ready for Pesach. Anyway, whatever. Let's get through Purim first. Don't worry about Pesach. You have to first get through Purim. All right. Take good care, Rabbi. Zagazun.
Zagazun.
Eli, when are you leaving? Oh, he's gone. Okay.